An Actor's Life for Me.
We present An Actor's Life for Me, starring John Gordon Sinclair, Gary Wharton, and Caroline Quentin. Episode 3, Heartthrob.
Excuse me, would you like to dance?
With you? You must be joking.
Oh, excuse me, would you like to dance?
I'd rather have a leg off.
Oh, hey, why so low, pal? Nobody wants to dance with me, that's why. Why can't I be like you, Mike? Sexy, handsome, and smell good.
You want to try this, Tom? Doberman, the new aftershave for men.
Doberman? Okay, I'll try it right now. Hi, do you want to dance?
I'd love to, yeah. Ooh, you smell great.
Thanks.
Enjoying the party now, Tom?
You bet.
But he looks great, too. Bye.
Hey, you two, come back.
Doberman, it can't do everything, but it helps.
Oh, dear.
Shut up, Sue.
Well, that's it. Can you turn the video off now, old boy?
Yes.
I found it when we were spring cleaning the office.
What a terrible advert, Robert. When did you make that?
4 years ago, just before I met you. It was only shown in the northeast. That's where they try out products they're not sure of.
No wonder it's a depressed area. You looked awful. Those dreadful trousers, that terrible shirt. Where did they get them from?
I supplied my own costume, actually.
I suppose that's why we've got 6 bottles of Doberman in the bathroom. I always wonder where they came from.
Damn silly name. Doberman. Why do they call it that?
It's supposed to convey a macho image, Desmond.
It also makes you smell like a dog.
Doberman smells okay. It's quite nice.
I like the other bloke in the ad. Very hunky.
Oh, good.
He is. I've seen him in other things, too.
Sebastian Groom. Yes, he's done very well for himself.
Sebastian Groom, eh?
His real name's Kevin Platt. I was at college with him. He really fancied himself, always showing off his designer stubble.
I like a man with designer stubble.
Not where he had it.
Just because he's better looking than you are, Robert.
Sue.
Honestly, you looked awful in the last thing you did.
It was a headache advert. I was supposed to look awful.
Not after you'd taken the tablet. I'm not surprised they never showed it.
Well, just you wait. If I get this new romantic part I'm up for, you'll soon change your tune. An important part, isn't it, Desmond?
Yes. I don't know any of the details yet, but it's an American film, and they're certainly very interested in you.
There, see? I could be the sex symbol of the 90s.
Or the over 90s.
Do you have to undermine me all the time?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Especially in front of Desmond.
I was only joking. I love you.
I love you too.
You know, I think those are the bluest eyes I've ever seen.
Really? My eyes are brown.
No, Sebastian Groom's, I mean. I can't believe how blue they are.
Oh, great. That's great, that is.
I'm sorry. I don't know what made me think of him. Sorry.
You're beautiful. I love your eyes. Love your lips.
I love your nose.
What?
Sorry, it's just that you always say the same thing. I know it off by heart by now.
Oh, I am sorry. It must be so boring being so predictable.
It doesn't matter. It's just that...
You always say the same thing too, you know.
Do I? You mean... That didn't last long.
No, not that.
I know. I'm sorry. Forget I said it, all right?
All right. You've got such soft, silky hair. Lovely cheeks. Squidgy kidneys.
What?
Just trying to be unpredictable, that's all. Right, give us a kiss.
Mwah. Have you shaved today?
Well, not since this morning, no, but...
Your hair needs a good comb, too.
Sure.
What about your teeth? Have you brushed them this evening?
No, I've removed each one individually and scoured it with a Brillo pad. Of course I've brushed my teeth.
Well, I'm only asking.
Hey, that does it. I'm off to the bathroom.
No, Robert, I'm sorry.
I gargle with Listerine, wash my face in Dettol, and douse my privates in Domestos.
Robert, I didn't mean to up... Robert, are you all right?
Oh, I've just gargled with Doberman.
Oh, dear. Do you want to forget it for tonight?
I think we'd better, yes. Morning, Desmond.
Hello, old boy. I've got some more news about that romantic film. They want you to do a screen test.
A screen test? Wow, that's terrific.
Yes, I think you could be just right for it. And I like the husky voice, too. Very sexy.
I gargled with aftershave. Burnt my mouth.
You actors, the things you'll do to get a part.
I didn't do it deliberately, Desmond. What exactly is the part?
Very exciting, old boy. Very exciting. Two whole scenes.
Two scenes.
One where she picks you up at a disco, and the other back in her penthouse apartment.
Oh.
You're kissing passionately when her husband returns and throws you out.
And I don't appear again.
Doubt it. He throws you out of the window. Jealous man, you see.
I thought I was the main love interest.
Oh, no. More a sort of brief fling, old boy.
I will be when he throws me out the window.
But don't worry. It may be a small part, but it's very important.
Right. Is there a script I should look at, you know, if I'm doing a test?
Of course there is. I've got it here. Yes, here we are.
This is the back of an envelope, Desmond.
Yes, they gave me your lines over the phone, you see. Jotted them down for you. Couldn't manage the cues as well, though.
And this is the major romantic role, is it? 17 words?
17 very important words.
Hi. Well, that's the entire disco scene.
Well, nobody says much in a disco, do they?
Nice place you've got.
That's when you're back in her apartment.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's when you're kissing her.
Here's my member.
That's when... What? No, number. When her husband turns up, you try and slip her your phone number.
I see.
Yeah, that's when he chucks you out of the window. I thought I'd better give it to you so you can learn it properly.
Oh, yeah, thank God for that. I'll need a few evenings on this one. Very tricky.
Good boy.
Look, I'm sorry, Desmond. I don't want to do this.
This is a big American company.
I am not prostituting my talent.
They're offering £3,000.
I am an artist, Desmond. I work for higher motives.
Kim Basinger's playing the girl.
I'll be there.
Where's the studio?
Only round the corner. Just finished my coffee first.
I wish you'd let me choose your clothes for this screen test.
They look fine, Sue.
You don't. Those old trousers are far too tight.
It's a disco scene. You have to wear tight trousers in a disco. Show the girls what you've got.
A hernia by the look of it.
And anyway, they're not too tight.
Then why did that old lady help you to the table? She thought you were disabled.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And as for the colour...
There's nothing wrong with orange trousers.
There is with a turquoise shirt. You look like someone's been ill all over you.
Oh, you're so conventional. Americans like exciting colours. I suppose you think the purple jacket clashes as well.
Not entirely. It goes with your face.
My face is not purple.
It is in those tight trousers.
Oh, look at...
Robert!
Oh, no.
Hi. Long time no see.
Oh, hello, Sebastian.
Mind if I join you?
Of course not.
It's fine.
Thanks.
Great. This is Sue, my girlfriend.
Nice to meet you. Sebastian Groom. Robert and I were at college together.
I know. I see you a lot on telly. You're doing very well.
Yes. It's a good profession, acting. You should have stuck at it, Robert.
I have stuck at it. I just don't get much work.
Oh, sorry.
Are you up to anything at the moment?
Yeah, I'm about to do a screen test, actually.
Oh, no.
It's only a small part, but it's Kim Basinger. So, well, I expect every reasonably good-looking actor in London's up for this one.
Yeah, well.
What are you here for, Robert?
I'm up for it, too.
Really? It's not a comedy, is it?
Not that I know of, no.
Oh, well, whatever it is, it's bound to be different from the last thing I did.
Why, what was that?
A headache ad. Apparently the first guy they got looked awful, even after he'd taken the tablets. I mean, can you imagine it?
Good Lord, eh?
I mean, it's not much good if you're advertising headache pills.
No. You haven't got a couple, have you?
I've got some soluble ones in my bag.
It's probably only nerves. I mean, terrifying thing, the screen tests. Especially when they're testing your kissing technique.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, because there's so many techniques. I'm not sure which one to use. It's a real problem.
Oh.
I mean, what do I do? Do I cup her chin ever so gently in my hands and lift her face to mine so that our eyes meet before we kiss?
Oh, that sounds nice.
But do I kiss her softly on the neck and throat and cheeks until we search out each other's lips?
Oh, that sounds nice too.
Do I fold her in my arms, run my fingers through her hair and press her mouth fiercely to mine?
Oh, yes, that one. Yes.
So you've just put the aspirin in my water.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I was miles away.
Obviously. Look, just forget it. I'd better be going.
Right. I'll wait for you here. Best of luck.
Thanks.
I like the outfit.
Oh, do you?
Yes, it's very good.
There you are. You see, sir?
I just wish someone had told me this was a period piece. Well, you look totally 70s. I mean, it's brilliant.
Yeah, see you later.
Yeah. Is he all right? I mean, he looks a bit disabled.
No, he's fine. Why don't I get you another coffee?
No, I have to see you tomorrow afternoon. That's right.
Excuse me, is this...
Take a seat, be right with you, just fixing a dental appointment. Listen, I only need half an hour, for God's sake.
Yeah, even the great and powerful have to go to the dentist.
I don't care. You'll be here at 3:30.
Oh, he comes to you.
And if your plane's running late, call me. Now, just fix it. Okay, I'm Marcia Lake, head of Global's London operations, and you're Robert Wilson. Tell me about this short film you just made.
What short film?
The one your agent mentioned. You're the only guy in it, he says. A study of a man consumed by pain and depression.
No, that's a headache ad. My agent tends to exaggerate.
Okay. Now, let's do the screen test.
Shouldn't we wait for Miss Passenger?
I doubt it. She's in L.A. We're testing you, not her, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, so who's playing the love scene with me, then?
I am.
Oh, really?
I find the only way to test an actor is to act with him. That way I can tell what your body language is really saying.
Help, I should think.
Right, we'll rehearse it once and then shoot.
Okay, so I'm dancing in the disco. Imagine the music and the atmosphere. And I'm moving around and the girl sidles up to me sensually and she says...
Are you disabled?
What?
Well, look at the way you're moving. You don't bend at the knees. What's the matter with you?
I'm just getting over an injury, that's all. You'll be fine in a week. I just have to keep my legs rigid.
Oh, so they are surgical trousers. Support ones. No wonder they look real strange.
Yeah. Can we get one now, please?
Okay, from the top. I sidle up to you, and I say, hi there, big fella.
Hi.
You sure is one hell of a sexy guy. I want to wrap my arms around you and kiss you till your mouth aches, your lips crack, and your tongue dries up. Want to dance?
Good God, no.
What?
Sorry, I just reacted instinctively there.
Listen, I am a beautiful woman offering myself. You only got one thought in your head to get me into the bedroom.
And lock the door on you.
What?
Perhaps if we moved on to the next scene, just for this run-through.
So, we're in the apartment, we're standing close together, and you say...
Nice place you've got here.
Who cares about the place? Can't you see I want you? I want you so much... I want a big boy. Why don't you kiss me?
You've got a cigarette in your mouth.
We're just rehearsing, for God's sake.
Oh, I'm sorry, but...
Come on, you take me in your arms, look me in the eyes, hold me close. What are you doing?
I'm running my fingers through your hair.
I've just had it set, for God's sake. Get them out. My hairdresser's only just flown back to L.A.
Well, I thought...
Get on and kiss me, you dumb putz. What are you doing now?
I've got your teeth in my mouth.
That's my upper set, you moron. Why do you think think I need the dentist.
Oh, God. I don't think I feel very well.
Robert, are you sure you don't want to come to this party tonight?
Of course I'm sure. I've already told you.
But Sebastian Groom's invited especially.
I bet he has. So everyone can have a good laugh about my screen test.
What, you've been going on about this screen test for over a week now. It can't have been that bad.
It was a disaster. Hello?
Robert, old boy, congratulations. You've got it.
Got what?
The part, of course. Kim Bassinger's seen all the tests, and you're the one she wants. She's chosen you personally.
Chosen me personally?
She thinks you're perfect for the role.
Oh, joy. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you.
Robert, what are you doing on your knees?
I'm just thanking God.
He's on the phone, is he?
No, that's Desmond. That's Desmond. Oh, thanks, Desmond. Bye.
Bye, old boy.
What is going on? What's happened?
I've got the part, Sue. Kim Bassinger has chosen me personally. Me! Do you realise what this means?
She needs help.
This is only a small part, but it could lead to something much bigger. I could be our next leading man. Remember Mickey Rourke? I could be in the next 9.5 weeks.
Only if they call it 4.5 minutes.
You can mock, but this is important. This is the biggest break of my career, Sue.
Yes, of course it is. We ought to go out and celebrate.
Good idea. In fact, why don't we go to Sebastian's party?
I thought you didn't want to go.
Why did I say that? No, that'd be great. Perfect. I tell you what, I'll put some Doberman on.
Doberman?
Why not? It's appropriate. Because I've got the girl this time.
Robert, you're not going to show off, are you?
Sue, am I the sort of person to show off? Come on, you know me better than that. No, me and Kim, baby, were just like that, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She said I'm perfect. Have I told you?
Yeah, but not for 5 minutes.
Not that it's something I brag about. I mean, some men and women simply have sexual chemistry between them, and I just happen to have it with the most beautiful woman in the world. I can't explain it.
No, nor can I. Can you smell a doggy smell?
What?
I'm sorry, Sebastian. He's being a real pain. Who's he cornered now?
My sister, Sophie.
Oh, she looks much older than you.
She didn't until Robert started talking to her.
I am sorry. He can't talk about anything but Kim Bassinger. Mm. He's really ruined your party.
Not entirely. At least he brought you.
Yes, I mean, I've really tried to stop him.
Sue, look.
Sebastian, I think I'd better go and rescue your sister.
What?
Introduce her to someone more interesting. Did you invite any train spotters?
You see, she saw my screen test and she said I must have that man. So she obviously sees something charismatic about me. Are you with me?
I've been with you for days, I think.
Robert! I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I think we ought to go.
Go? The party hasn't begun to take off yet.
That's why we ought to go, give it a chance to.
Sue?
Oh, and Sophie, there's a Jehovah's Witness at the door who'd like to speak to you.
Great, thanks.
My cousin getting nabbed by the Jehovah's Witnesses.
What?
Yeah, terrible. They tried to convert him.
Really?
Robert.
They had him in for 9.5 weeks. Well, talking of which...
Robert! Stop it!
What?
Come on, we're going. You've done nothing all evening but bore people rigid. You've driven half of the guests out into the garden.
People like going into the garden at a party.
Not when it's raining. You've grabbed people and gone on and on at them. You've shown no mercy.
No mercy? That was a good film. Richard Gere and...
Come on! Bye, Sebastian. I'm sorry we've got to go. Robert's got another one of his headaches.
No, I haven't.
You have now. Come on.
Oh, Sebastian.
Yeah, I'm just going to get everyone in from the garden.
I just wanted to ask you something.
What?
Well, who is this Kim Bassinger he kept on about?
Well, I enjoyed that. You make very good spaghetti bolognese.
Good.
Delicious. Oh, come on. You're not still cross about the party. It was a week ago.
No.
Well, what then? Please. I've got this shoot tomorrow morning.
You said her name in your sleep last night.
I what?
Kim. Kim. Ouch.
Ouch, she said.
Ouch, ouch.
That was when I kicked you. You've become totally obsessed. You watched 9.5 weeks, 8 times on Tuesday.
Oh, for goodness.
And that's the way you treated me.
Treated you? Come on, I've been really nice, romantic. Remember Monday evening on the sofa?
Oh, yes. I'll never forget the way you kissed me on Monday. In fact, I can't forget it, can I? Because you videoed it. And then played it back so you could study your technique.
Look.
And then you made us do it again.
Yes,
and
well.
Then, to top things off, mixed our tape with 9.5 weeks when you took it back to the video shop.
I said I was sorry. Anyway, I didn't know one of your pupils would take it out next.
No. Or make pirate copies. Robert, we are the most pirated video since E.T. They sell it behind the bike shed. Sexy Susan, mistress of lust.
I really am sorry.
Can you imagine what school's been like this week? Smutty giggles behind my back.
Well, kids are like that.
That's the staff. The kids come straight out with it. Saw you on TV, miss. Better than black eyes.
But we're only kissing.
Kissing? You made me say the bloody lines. I want you so much. I want a big boy. And my school is full of big boys. I've had 20 offers already.
I've said I'm sorry. Sorry.
Now, don't try and kiss me. You won't get round me like that.
Get round you?
Probably got a camera hidden somewhere.
I have not got
it. Besides, I don't want to kiss you. Your breath stinks of garlic.
Garlic?
From spaghetti sauce. I never liked
it. Oh, my God, you didn't. Oh,
what?
No!
What?
I'm kissing Kim Basinger in 12 hours and you put garlic in the spaghetti sauce!
I always put garlic in the spaghetti sauce! It's all right, Robert! Just gargle with mouthwash!
Sir, I could gargle with Harpic, it wouldn't get rid of it! It comes from the stomach!
Well, try some parsley, then!
It's 10 o'clock, we haven't got any parsley!
I'm sorry, I didn't
think I know what I'll do. I can't stop myself stinking of garlic, so I'll just have to make sure everyone else stinks of it, too!
What?
Yes, easy!
Robert...
We all have breakfast on location before we start. Everyone has toast. I've just bunged some garlic powder in the butter. Simple!
You're simple. You flipped, Robert.
Trust me, Sue. I know what I'm doing.
Hang on a minute. I'm just coming. Oh. Oh, it's you.
Hello. Just passing. Thought I'd wish Robert all the best.
Well, he left a couple of hours ago. Sorry. You know how early they start.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Silly me.
Yes, quite. And the flowers are for Robert, are they? And the chocolates?
Well, not exactly.
No, I thought not.
No. So, Robert's kissing Kim Basinger at this very moment, I suppose.
Well, I suppose so, yes.
Hmm. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. It does, really. Would you like to come in?
I think so.
Good.
Sorry about the delay, Robert. We'll start filming as soon as Kim's feeling better.
Right. I didn't know the smell of garlic could make someone faint.
Neither did I, but then I'd never known it so strong. She was the only one who didn't eat breakfast, you see.
No.
So when you and 20 crew members started breathing on her, well, I mean...
Wait.
I told my grocer to bring some fresh parsley, but he can't get a flight till tomorrow. Anyways, we've got to get on. We must do this love scene today. It's crucial to the film.
Right.
It's only when Kim's husband catches the two of you together that he realizes she's going mad.
What?
Well, when he finds her kissing someone so unsuitable, so impossibly unlikely, that's when he knows she's insane.
So unsuitable.
That was a fantastic screen test you did. The way you made yourself look so crap. No wonder Kim thought you were perfect.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, it was quite brilliant. Oh, and by the way, can you do something about your eyebrows?
What?
They don't join together. Pop along to makeup and see what they can do.
Hello, I'm back.
Oh, hello. You're late. I was expecting you hours ago.
We overran. Trying to get a take where she wasn't wrinkling up her nose.
Oh, and did you?
Don't know. Didn't really care. Couldn't care less, actually.
Oh, what's happened?
Nothing. Don't want to talk about it anyway.
Why? What went wrong?
I said I didn't want to talk about
it. It's all right. I'm sorry.
Nice flowers. Where did you get those from?
Sebastian brought them.
Sebastian?
Yes.
He brought you flowers while I was out?
Yes.
What for?
So he could kiss me.
Oh, God. Oh, no, I don't believe it.
You kissed Kim Bassinger.
That was different. That was my job. I had to kiss her.
You had to? You've been going on about it for days. You wanted to kiss her.
Look.
Well, I wanted to kiss him.
Oh, yeah? And what else? And then you went to bed with him, I suppose?
No.
Oh, come on, don't lie to me, you did.
I didn't. I don't know why I didn't, but I didn't. I couldn't. I wish I had, but I don't know. I've known you too long or something. I don't know. I'm going for a walk.
Sue.
I need to get myself sorted out. I've got to get out of here.
Sue.
I'll be back later.
Oh, no. Hello?
Robert, old boy. Good news. I've got another romantic part for you.
Have you? What part?
You know the sort of thing. Boy meets girl, boy loses girl, to be shown on American television. Marvellous.
Desmond, what part?
Well, they're launching Doberman in the States.
That was An Actor's Life for Me, written by Paul Matthew Archer, starring John Gordon Sinclair, Gary Wartorn, Caroline Quentin, Sally Grace, Mike Fenton Stevens, and Jane Slavin. The producer was Paul Spencer.